630 Chad, this morning podcast with Stacey Brotzel and Daryl McIntyre.
All right, we're talking about stuff.
Stuff.
For the next probably half an hour, because we've got lots of questions about stuff and how to get rid of stuff and why we feel so burdened by stuff, but we can't get rid of the stuff because, well, we have emotional attachment to our stuff.
It's treasured memories.
We need help with our stuff.
It's not stuff, it's treasured. Those are treasures from a lifetime.
I know that friendship bracelet that a friend who I can't even remember their name, it's treasured memory that I still have. Why do I still have my high school friendship bracelets?
Oh, that's...
I don't know.
I still have my high school football jacket. I still have a football jersey from high school sitting in a box.
Yeah, I still have my cheerleading jersey just to prove that I did it once upon a time, even though I have a picture of me in it, so I don't know.
We've got a Ched Shore tomorrow.
I'm not throwing that out.
Put it on.
Oh.
Come to work. I'll put my football jersey on and my jacket, and we'll come to work. We'll do cosplay.
And then we're going to throw it out?
Yeah.
Because we're talking about getting rid of the clutter, not honoring the clutter. Well, but maybe some clutter is worth more than some other clutter.
I don't know.
We're talking about getting rid of our stuff and downsizing so our kids don't have to.
So we need help. Caitlin Leekhouse is owner and lead organizer at Sort and Simple Professional Organizing. Joining us, you've probably heard these conversations kind of before, haven't you, Caitlin?
Absolutely. We hear it a lot. People are wanting to downsize. They know that they need to let go of some of these things that they've kept for decades and decades, but there's that attachment. Mm.
So how do you detach from that stuff? Or do you? Do you have to? Why do we have to? I don't want to, Caitlin.
There can definitely be that resistance because we love our things and it's part of our identity, right? Those previous memories, those experiences in high school, being on the football team or your kids growing up, it all forms part of your identity and those special memories that we want to keep. But I think it's important to remember that our memories are within us, not within our things, but they're a trigger to help us remember.
Yeah.
And especially as we get older, those memories become really special and very sacred, but we start to run out of space. And as older adults, we might need to actually move into smaller living quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And we physically cannot take everything with us. It's just the reality.
So where do we start?
Mm-hmm.
Where do we start? Well, I like to say the sooner the better. So waiting until you're retired or you're a senior is going to be a lot harder than starting in younger stages of life, right? Being more mindful of, as you go through these different stages, passing on your kids' clothes, when you finish a hobby, letting someone else enjoy it after you, and being very proactive in those younger years. But for many of us, you know, we might already be seniors or older adults, and we have a lifetime of accumulated things in our homes. And so the best thing is to start now while you are physically able, mentally able, and have family supports.
But literally, where do you start? Literally, where in the house?
What room?
Yeah.
I like to start with the things that are less sentimental. So leaving the paperwork and the photos, leave those to the end. That's the really tough things. Instead, start with the easy stuff, like maybe you're not attached to kitchen items, right? Or if you've had a spouse that's passed away and the garage was their space and you're not into tools and woodworking, maybe that's a good place to start.
But what do you do with all the stuff?
Yeah.
Some of the stuff may be of value to someone. Where do you take it? Do you try to sell it? What do you do?
There's definitely pros and cons to trying to sell things. Yes, you could get a little bit of cash back. There are some pieces we have that are valuable, but quite often we overvalue our own things just simply because we own it, right? And then there's the cost of your time and energy and the frustration of dealing with people online or having a garage sale takes a lot of effort. So quite often we recommend donation. It's the easiest way to let go of things. There are so many organizations in our city and in the surrounding areas that can use those things. There's families that are newcomers to Canada or are struggling that could really benefit from receiving those things.
So where do you go? Because let's face it, if you're going through and decluttering, I'm lazy. I want a one-stop shop. I don't want to have to go and say, well, is this going to be, do I have to go and dry clean this? Do I have to have this? Does this have to be washed up? How, where does one go to do this that you know it's going to get the most value?
Yeah, that's a really good point, Daryl, because I agree. We don't want to be trying to organize all the things we want to get rid of into 25 different piles to each go to a different organization. So I really like thrift shops that take household items, clothing, they'll take home decor, they take a really wide mix of things. Those are my favorite, especially like the local thrift shops. They often are supporting local charitable causes, and you can drop off a ton of things. Some of our donation centers in the city also offer things like electronic recycling drop-off. For example, Find in Edmonton, they take home goods, but then they also accept clothing for the Bissell Center, and you can drop off electronics for recycling. So that's a great one-stop shop.
And also, I think the Ukrainian Free Store also looking, their shelves are bare, as well as Find. So they are looking for stuff. You just have to, well, Find will pick up stuff for you. So it makes it really super simple for those bigger items.
Yeah, and especially for seniors that physically can't take some of those larger items, or if you didn't have a vehicle to transport really big furniture, Find is a great option.
But I might need it at some point.
Right, the just in case.
The just in case. What do I do when I think, oh, you know what? This household item, I might need it at some point. How do you get over that mindset?
I think it can be challenging, especially when you've had, say, a full-size house and you can keep a lot of just in case items. If you're downsizing and actually moving to a smaller place, you're not going to have room for all these just-in-cases. So what's more important, being prepared for a potential future or being comfortable and having room to walk around your new home? So really being more mindful about that, but also being realistic of how many times have you actually used that item just in case? If it's been 40 years at the bottom of your closet, you haven't needed it, and are you really going to now?
How do you get around the, this has some value, I don't want to just throw it away or give it away, but then, you know, I paid a lot of money for this back in the day. How do you get people past that spot? Mm-hmm. Because you're right, there are unrealistic expectations.
Absolutely.
About the value of some of this material.
Yeah, and I can really see that people do care about the financials of it. That's a huge, huge part. But I think we need to change our mindset around when we purchase something, the money is gone. It's already been spent. You know, you bought that sweater or you bought that electronic, and very quickly things come in and out of fashion, and the money is already gone. So if we can be a little more accepting of that, I think it's going to be easier to let go.
Just don't want to waste it. Don't want to waste it.
Absolutely. But it's also a waste to have something sit in your home being unused by anyone.
It's true. And there are a lot of upcycling sites on Facebook where it's just like you're giving stuff away for people who want it. I know I got a food processor. I said, I'm in search of a food processor because mine crapped out. And somebody's like, I'm downsizing. Please take mine. And it was a perfectly good food processor. And it came into a place and a home that actually is using it. So
that's fantastic. The easy rehoming through the Buy Nothing groups is a fantastic way to pass items on. And they're not being transported around the city, right? It's right in your neighborhood. Someone's picking it up and immediately using it.
And I love that it's like they show a picture of a whole bunch of stuff saying you have to take it all.
It's a take
so
it all box.
So even if you only want one thing, take it all because it's now your problem.
And now it's offloaded to you.
Exactly.
I am done. Do people need professional help with your group, Sort and Simple? How much does it cost to get professional help doing this? Some people, I think it's just so overwhelming, they need somebody to come in and be of assistance.
Absolutely. And we definitely support having friends, families, neighbors help you out. That can be a really great way to work together, share your memories. But many seniors and adults don't have family members in the city, or their kids have busy lives. They've got enough on their plate. So hiring an expert can help to expedite the process, especially if you're having those mental blocks of How do I get started? I'm feeling overwhelmed. And we can just help you look at this big, overwhelming task and break it into small, manageable chunks. And there's lots of ways to stretch the budget if that's something that is important. And that can be by getting you started and giving you homework projects. We love to give out homework. And those are small, manageable tasks that you can do on your own between sessions. Yeah. And having that actual in-person help can be really great for some of our clients that have mobility issues. Sometimes there's really large furniture that we can't move on our own, or things up high that are hard to reach. So it's really finding what works for you. And remembering, too, that older adults and seniors come in a variety of types, right? We have seniors that are very independent, and we have seniors that need more physical and mental supports.
All right, thanks for joining us. That
Thank
was great.
Thank you so much for having me. It was wonderful.
Yeah, I've got issues.
Yeah, join the club.
Well, I'll tell you about one thing that I've been keeping for 16 years that I need to get over.
All right.
I'll tell that story coming up in 2 minutes. Before the break, we were talking to Caitlin Beekhouse. Somebody mentioned, what was that company she owns again? Well, she is the owner and lead organizer at Sort and Simple Professional Organizing. And I did let you know that there is one thing that I am hoarding, that I am holding on to, that I
sheepish.
Need to get rid of.
So what do you got?
So I still have my daughter's baby clothes. She is 15.
Wow. 15. So they don't fit her anymore.
They don't fit her anymore. And I have them vacuum sealed so I always can smell that scent. You know, there's nothing that smells better than that smell of the baby.
And the smell's still there?
The smell's still there.
Or do you imagine
don't
it?
You
I'm
have
not
to,
the smell's still there?
I'm not being facetious here.
Smell's still there.
So you open them up and then vacuum seal them again?
Well,
open them
they're
up,
kind
take
of
a sniff
unsealed at this point, but... Yeah, no. Yeah, it's still sealed. I have bags. I have bags. I have baggage, it sounds like, as well. But, you know, there's just that the preservation of her as a baby, and you just don't want to let that go, even though she is a teenager now, and I still have bags. So I need to let that go. I understand that.
But you don't have to let it all go. So
no,
my advice to you, do you have bags of these things?
Mm-hmm. You put them vacuum sealed so they don't take up much space.
You create one that is almost small. You can even have it in some kind of little special memory box, and you can still have that one. Pick your favorite outfit or whatever, and let the rest go to some other children who could use it. So that way you get everything.
I know.
You get
I
to
know.
Keep it.
I know. There's lots of those things that sort of moms just hold on to.
Yeah,
and I know I've gotten rid of a lot of her clothes, but there's ones like if she's in a photo with this outfit on, I want to keep that because my mom kept it, and I have a bunch of my old outfits that are totally flammable because that's how they dressed us in the 70s. And that's just tradition. And yeah, the scent thing was, it sounds a little creepy. I get it.
No,
but
you're
just want to maintain that moment of just pure baby joy.
You're thinking, you're recognizing it's your first step forward because eventually it's got to go.
I've been thinking
make
about
a move.
It for about 10 years.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.